Welcome back. This is David Vann with Sooner Politics Weekend Report. These are our final comments. We're talking about abortion in Oklahoma. It's a pretty contentious issue right now. It's probably more contentious amongst conservatives. Why? Because there's a bill right now that's lingering in the Senate, SB 13. SB 13 actually declares all abortion to be murder. And I would have to say philosophically, yeah, I would, all selective abortion, I would agree on that. Why did I say selective abortion? This is important. Words mean things. If you actually were so unfortunate to be facing in your family a miscarriage and you went into the hospital, that's actually classified in medical classifications as an inevitable abortion. The first time I saw that, it was at a very devastating time in my family's life that the word abortion was used to govern such a terrible and traumatic loss in my family. But that's what the medical records show. The real contention in America and the West, really it's a worldwide issue, has to do with selective abortion. Selective abortion means I don't want the baby, so I'm killing the baby. That's a barbaric society. Actually, I'm sorry to use the word barbaric because I probably just offended the people of the Barbary Coast. All right, let's move on. What we're hung up on here for some of us is this whole political football of exceptions. And, you know, these exceptions have really been a problem. The problem is because some people in their pragmatism think that, well, I can stop some abortions if I allow certain exceptions. Well, yeah, but you just lost your principle. You lost the strength of your moral stand. You are willing to watch some kids get killed because you thought it could save others. That's a problem. Morally, that's a problem. You hear typically people talk about, well, rape, incest, and life of the mother. Or, well, actually, they're now saying health of the mother, which really turns into a problem. So let's talk about rape. Should your baby die because you didn't get the father that you wanted? Should your baby die because adoption is not acceptable to you? Well, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Let's move on to incest. What is incest? Incest, by definition, is a voluntary sexual relationship amongst near family members. Yes, I said voluntary. A lot of people assume incest involves a child being abused and molested by an adult. Well, that's statutory rape, isn't it? Aside from that, incest is actually voluntary when it involves two consenting adults. So let me ask you, why do you feel a special right when all other abortions are illegal that because you chose to have sex with a near relative that you should have a special right to abortion? What makes you such a victim and not a pervert that you think you deserve a special exemption? So no, incest by definition is voluntary of consenting adults and is not deserving of any special consideration, especially not consideration of the ability to kill a baby. So let's talk about the health and life of the mother. Well, this is a sticking point. I remember in 1980, Ronald Reagan was, I believe, having his presidential debate against Jimmy Carter. He had debates against John Anderson as well. That was a unique year. You might be able to find the video somewhere, but he was asked about this. And they asked him about those exceptions, and he pretty much passed the test. But he said, Western society, including American heritage, has always stood for the right of self-defense as paramount. And if anyone is threatening your very life, you have the means, legitimate by our government in all other cases, to even go so far as to take another life to defend your own. Well, the problem with SB 13 is it did not stipulate that. In fact, in the recovery, or in the summary of the bill, it said absolutely no exceptions, which brings up about, some very significant, small fraction, but significant number of pregnancies, which are what we call ectopic pregnancy. Ectopic pregnancy is when the fertilized egg, this little life, this fetus, doesn't attach in the uterus, which was designed to carry a baby for 9.5 months. Instead, it attaches outside the uterus, typically in the fallopian tube, if not the ovary itself. Why is that a problem? Because those organs are not designed to handle a baby not for any amount of time, hardly. And eventually that baby's growth gets so great that it will explode those organs, leading to, of course, the baby's death and destruction of those internal organs, massive internal hemorrhaging, and potentially the mother bleeding to death if she doesn't get immediate first aid. So since an ectopic pregnancy is such a difficult situation like this, and since it does have a very high risk of exploding internal organs, a number of pregnancies do end with a preemptive medical ending, and trying to save, if possible, the reproductive organs so the mother can have another child. This is a very, very difficult time. This is a very difficult time because you're dealing with, in most cases, a very sad family. A family who is grieving the loss. But also you've got the mom and dad and all the rest of the relatives are wondering if mom's life is not, in great peril. Then you're dealing with legislation here that, until it gets amended, basically instructs the district attorney to begin an investigation of homicide while mom's still in the hospital, trying not to bleed to death. So that was my one little stipulation on that, and I did try to reach out to the supporters and even the author and say, fix that thing. Fix it so that you can go somewhere with this. Now, I heard late today that Senator Smalley, who is the chair of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, did say to somebody else who I trust is a reliable source, said that it's not going to be heard in committee. This is quite a political football. I don't know if they're going to use this issue of no exception for the imminent potential death of the mother as their justification. If they use that, then, they've got something substantial there. I wish it could have been fixed. I wish the bill, when I brought it up back in January and there was time, the senator could have withdrawn it, rewritten it slightly just to clarify that this in no way negates the human right of self-defense. All right? I ran a poll on this week. It turned into some very heated discussion amongst friends of mine, and I was included in this, and people I admire greatly. I consider them longtime friends, but we just disagree on this. And at times it got heated, and so I kind of stepped away from it. But I asked, do you believe that any pro-life anti-abortion legislation in Oklahoma should or should not have a stipulation for self-defense. It ran about 2-1. I think there were 12 people said, nope, shouldn't have any stipulation for that. Mother needs to, you know, if she goes in for any kind of procedure of an ectopic pregnancy, she should face potential charges, a jury trial, and potential imprisonment for it. And about 27 people so far, just in this little poll I had, said, no, this is the right of self-defense. And clearly, this is the one exception where you're going to lose two lives or you can lose one life. And the baby cannot go to full term. I mean, I wish, I hope, if there was some kind of way to save a baby, we should do that. But if you're going to save a baby in that situation, you're going to have to do it before the radical explosion and the loss of internal organs and the major bleeding, because then by that time the baby truly is dead. I wish we could find a way, and maybe medical science will provide that very soon. Well, that's it for tonight. I hate to end it on kind of a heavy subject, but this is the world we live in today. I thank you for letting me be a part of your weekend. I'm David Vann with Sooner Politics Weekend Report. Have a good day.